Foxconn is looking to divert 7 million gallons of water a day from Lake Michigan. That water would be used to make LCD screens at the company's site in Mount Pleasant, due to start construction in just a couple months. Some members of the public and environmentalists are raising questions about the legality of that move, pointing to the Great Lakes Compact, an international agreement between the 8 Great Lakes states in the U.S. and Canadian provinces that border the lakes. Scott Gordon is the associate editor of wiscontext.org. He recently took a closer look at the compact and state laws that govern water usage with the Great Lakes. Talked to him earlier today. Scott, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we had this big Waukesha water story, and now we've got this Foxconn plant, and they want to withdraw water. We'll get into why in just a bit. They're comparable amounts of water, but it's a very different path to get the approval, right?
That's correct. And it's basically because of where they fall in relation to the boundary of the Great Lakes Basin. Waukesha was outside of it, but in a county that straddles the basin, whereas the site of the Foxconn plant straddles the basin line itself. And under the terms of the Great Lakes Compact, which is this 8-state agreement that President George W. Bush signed in 2008, those two situations create different conditions under which you have to, you know, make an effort to get the water.
Right. So it sounds like a fine distinction. You're in a straddling county, or you're on a straddling site of the Great Lakes Basin. By this Great Lakes Compact, and thus by state law too, right, a whole different set of laws apply.
That's right. And the way the compact works is it was ratified by all 8 Great Lakes states. So to some extent, it's kind of encoded in our state laws as well as being this agreement in the region. And really, a lot of the enforcement of it is down to the individual states and their environmental regulators.
And with Waukesha, that wasn't the case, though, because it was in the straddling county. All the other states, and I think the Canadian provinces, right, they had to sign off on Waukesha withdrawing water because they were in that straddling county, not straddling the basin itself.
Right. So the governors of the 8 states had to give them unanimous approval for that, and it was considered this big test of the compact and precedent setting because, again, it's a relatively young body of law. So, you know, it was one of the first real chances that people had to kind of try to flesh out what does this mean in certain circumstances.
Now let's dig more into Foxconn. First of all, talk about the water needs of this, I keep saying proposed facility. It's more or less a done deal, except the ground hasn't been broken yet. But talk about what they need water for.
Right. So Foxconn is planning to buy its water from the city of Racine's water utility. Of course, Racine is right there on the lake, and they have the right to take quite a bit of Great Lakes water. And Racine is asking basically on their behalf to take 7 million gallons of water and send it over to this site that is partially outside of the Great Lakes Basin. And essentially, under the compact, this doesn't trigger any particular need for regional review at this point just yet. And it's something that's largely up to the state and its own kind of internal environmental permitting processes, which obviously state and federal laws apply to that.
And you said 7 million gallons, that's per day.
Per day.
Per day. And part of the story here, as I understand it, is, you know, some of that water is going to be used, treated, and go back into Lake Michigan. Some of it isn't. And that, under the Great Lakes Compact, is an important distinction.
Right. So there's using water and consuming water, or what's called consumptive use, where you take water and it gets, you know, evaporated or incorporated into a product somehow, you know, that could be shipped outside of the basin, you know, or just otherwise can't be treated and then returned to the watershed that you took it out of. In electronics manufacturing, you use a lot of water because you have all of these components that have to stay clean as you're fabricating them and putting them together. So they're, you know, rinsed and rinsed and rinsed over and over again. And of course, there's going to be all kinds of other things there that use water, from, you know, toilets to cooling towers. Yeah, it's going to need a copious amount of water, and they're saying that they expect to have a consumptive use of about 39%, and I'm still trying in my reporting to figure out if that's, you know, an out-of-the-ordinary amount of consumptive use for an industrial facility. I've got some indications that it is, but I'm still kind of digging into that.
If they hit a certain amount, I think it was 5 million gallons of consumptive use a day, if they hit that, that would trigger a review now by the other states, but a non-binding view. So they could look at it, weigh in on it, but not thwart it. They couldn't stop it.
Right. And the interesting thing is that if you look at the compact, there's obviously a general spirit in there that people are supposed to use water efficiently and conserve it and return water into the basin and, you know, not just deplete this tremendous freshwater resource that we have in the region. But there aren't a lot of, you know, hard number figures limiting how much consumptive use you can really have.
Talking to Scott Gordon from WisContext about a request for water use by the Racine utility for the company Foxconn. And so with this procedure as it is, what approval does Racine need? Who signs off on it?
Basically, they need a permit from the state, from the Department of Natural Resources. You know, just about anyone, you know, discharging wastewater in the state has to have a permit under state environmental regulations. And, you know, under the compact, the state has, you know, authority to approve this diversion, you know, according to its own laws and according to the broader terms of the compact.
Some people have objected to this, saying, okay, Waukesha is one thing. It's for people's drinking water, among other things. Some people have objected, saying this is a special withdrawal of water from the lake for one manufacturing facility, for one private business. Does that matter legally?
That's what people are trying to find out. And, you know, people objecting to this, they actually have a really good point, because the 7 million gallons that they're asking to kind of be able to send outside the basin in whole or in part, if you look at Racine's application to the state, they're basically saying that all of that is for industrial or commercial use. But they're kind of making this argument that it fits into the broader condition of being for a public water utility's use, because in the aggregate, Racine still mostly serves mostly serves residential customers. That's by number of customers and by kind of sheer water volume. And so this could possibly trigger some really hairy conversations about what some of the specific language in the compact really means. You know, when these conditions that are placed on diversions, do they just kind of apply to the area outside the basin where someone wants to send water? Does it apply in the aggregate to the entire area of service? And there's a term in there called public water supply purposes that says that it's supposed to be largely residential customers, but there's no hard number on what largely is. It's also, you know, completely common for public water utilities to sell water to industrial users. In Racine right now, there's about 40 such users. So, I mean, that's part of the general thing of what a public water utility is and does. But, you know, the interesting thing here is that what they kind of want to do for this diversion is, at least for the time being, entirely for industrial and commercial use.
And hypothetically, Foxconn could get this permit approved now. Things are going gangbusters in a few years. They want to expand operations. They could request, via Racine Utility, more water. Is that right?
Right. And as I understand it, the amounts that they request would kind of count up cumulatively toward that 5 million gallons of consumptive use threshold. So, you know, it appears they couldn't just kind of come back later and incrementally work their way up way past that without triggering the requirement.
Is there expected to be a strong legal challenge to this request, or is it expected to be smooth sailing? Do we have a sense of what the response to the to Racine's request is going to be?
Well, the DNR has heard, I think, about 800 public comments, they've told me. And, of course, there's been a lot of concern, a lot of opposition from the public and from environmental advocacy groups. And a lot of it does revolve around just the fact that this diversion is, you know, almost entirely at the behest of this one private for-profit company.
Is there any kind of timeline on when we're going to know about this?
The DNR's goal is to have some kind of decision by about early May. But that's a goal, and they're not 100% sure if they're going to meet it, just because it's a complex process and they now have all these public comments that they have to go over and try to respond to.
I keep seeing the phrase groundbreaking for the plant in about 2 months from now. So they would probably want that water approval in hand before they break out the shovels.
Right. And I mean, given the political situation in the state and the way that DNR has kind of been treated by the legislature and the governor, it's kind of hard to imagine DNR not giving Foxconn what it wants at this point, you know, especially given the fact that this incentives package the legislature passed for Foxconn, you know, had you know, these environmental exemptions, you know, included in it. So there's definitely political pressure to really fast track this and not stand in their way on, you know, on environmental grounds or any other grounds.
Scott, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much, Rob.
Scott Gordon is the associate editor of wiscontext.org. He was with us to talk about the request for Lake Michigan water to supply the Foxconn plant in southeastern Wisconsin. You can read more about that and follow his coverage at wiscontext.org.